widespread disagreements among Democrats over Medicare expansion and combating climate change is threatening to wreck two of President Biden's top domestic priorities, the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, and of course, a partisan expansion of the federal safety net. Harris Alec, congressional reporter at The Washington Times, says while progress has been made in cutting the bill down from $3.5 trillion, Democrats are inextricably stuck on how to deal with climate change and Medicare expansion. Harris, take us through it.
This is still going to be one of the biggest taxpayer-funded bills that Congress has ever passed. It's going to be a significant expansion of the federal safety net. We're potentially looking at including the child tax credit, which gives $3,600 to families with children under the age of six annually, is going to be extended for another year. There are going to be some decent climate change provisions, obviously not as many as Democrats would like, because Senate Energy Committee Chairman Joe Manchin has essentially killed one of the cornerstone proposals the Democrats were hoping to include, which would have forced and penalized electric utilities from relying on coal and natural gas and would have provided them incentives to transition to solar and wind power. But even though some progress has been made on this bill, and it looks like maybe a broad framework can be agreed to potentially even next month, there are still strong divisions among Democrats on just how expansive to make this bill. Right now, Democrats are fighting over whether or not Medicare expansion is going to be included and just how prolific that expansion is going to be. Senator Bernie Sanders is pushing for Medicare to cover hearing, dental, and vision coverage for seniors. Hearing and vision are going to be included in the proposal. The dental proponent of it is kind of up in the air right now because that's the most expensive part. Because I know, like you, if you've ever been to a dentist and if you don't have insurance, you're looking at paying $2,000-$3,000 just to have your teeth cleaned. Well, imagine how much that's going to cost for seniors. There are also significant issues over how to fund this program. Democrats initially were just trying to raise taxes on both corporations and top income earners and essentially raise taxes all across the board. Senator Kristen Sinema, one of the leading moderate Democrats, has come out in opposition to that.
Right.
So now Democrats have kind of proposed a billionaire's tax. There's a 15% minimum tax on corporate profits. But that billionaire's tax doesn't even look like it's going to be included because Senator Manchin is now opposed to it.
We're speaking with Harris Alec, congressional reporter at The Washington Times. This piece is called Democrats' Divisions Over Medicare and Climate Threaten to Sink Biden's Domestic Agenda. Touch on the climate part of this, too, because as well as the expanding the social safety net, this, too, is causing problems.
Absolutely. I mean, President Biden is going to get on a plane tomorrow and he's going to go to Rome and then he'll be meeting with G20 leaders and then on Monday, he's set to attend the United Nations Climate Summit in Scotland, and he's going into this climate summit attempting to portray that America is back on the world stage. But one of his key initiatives, which is to rein in carbon and greenhouse gas emissions by 50% by 2030, looks like it's not going to get done right now because Democrats in Congress obviously have to get together and they have to approve a package and have to approve some of these new regulations, and they have to approve a major cornerstone of how to tackle this. Because you can only do so much via regulations. And one of those cornerstone programs the president was pushing was a clean electricity standard, which would have given tax credits and penalties to electric utilities if they transition away from coal and natural gas and adopt more use of solar and wind power. And currently right now, I think it's something like 30% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions come from the electricity sector. So really having tackled this would have, you know, significantly made inroads into President Biden's plan to lower emissions by 50% by 2030. However, that plan is dead in the Senate. As I said, Democrats have a 50-50 evenly split Senate. And Senate Budget Committee Chairman Joe Manchin, Senate Energy Committee Chairman Joe Manchin.
Yeah.
God, there are so many of these committees, you almost kind of forget who's leading what. Senator Manchin obviously is from, you know, West Virginia, a big coal and a big natural gas state, and he's opposing this clean electricity program. And without him, they're not going to be able to get it done. And this is really causing a lot of internal friction among progressive Democrats because they feel so strongly about the issue of climate change. They've been waiting a decade to do something about it. And they feel like that if they don't act now, you know, the ship is going to sail. They're not going to be able to, you know, address any of the climate change issues moving forward.
Thanks, Harris. That is Harris Alec, congressional reporter at The Washington Times.